Well, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s running mate, Nicole Shanahan, said recently that their campaign is considering merging with the Trump campaign in some form or fashion because they have been thwarted, sabotaged, and attacked at every turn by the Democratic Party. Now, we already knew from the way that the Democrats did dirty to Bernie Sanders that their game plan is always to attack anyone that threatens them. But now we know they've been doing it to RFK Jr. as well. She said this on the Impact Theory podcast recently. Here's the clip that's going viral.
What my gut tells me right now is that we just have to keep being honest. I gotta just keep being honest. I gotta keep focusing on what matters the most outside of party lines. I need to focus on a vision that goes beyond November. And if that means that we stay in, and, you know, there's benefits to staying in. If we get over 5% of the vote, we actually establish ourselves as a party. 71% of Americans want a strong third party with a real shot at winning. There's even public funds available if we get over 5% of the vote. So we could get, I think it's like $13.5 million in public funds to keep the party going. Hmm. And that's, you know, that's worth something. That means that we can position for a real third party election in 2028 where we don't have to go around and spend tens of millions of dollars on ballot access, which means that we can spend all of that time and money campaigning. So, you know, there's two options that we're looking at. And one is staying in, forming that new party, but we run the risk of a Kamala Harris and Waltz presidency because we draw votes from Trump, or we draw somehow more votes from Trump. Or we walk away right now and join forces with Donald Trump. And you know, we walk away from that and we explain to our base why we're making this decision. Not easy.
Clearly.
Yeah, not an easy decision.
No.
Bless her. I mean, you can tell her heart's really in it, the fact that she's breaking into tears. But she really, they're in a rock and a hard place. There's no real options here that seem awesome. And it's important that she tells us about this fork in the road, because do you stick it out knowing that you might lose? But if you lose by less, then you pave the way for independent candidates in the future. But if Kamala Harris wins, the Democratic Party beast only grows into a bigger power monster. And they likely wouldn't let any third party succeed to the level that RFK Jr. already has in the next election. Well, how do we know this? Because Nicole Shanahan explains how the DNC has sabotaged, cheated, and thwarted them at every turn. And again, given what we know about what they did to Bernie Sanders, I'm apt to believe her.
Start this campaign. I did not put in tens of millions of dollars to be a spoiler candidate. I put in tens of million dollars to win, to fix this country, to do the right thing. I will say that Clear Choice, this PAC, this DNC-aligned PAC that was created specifically to take us out, has spent millions of dollars to take us out. They have unfortunately turned us into a spoiler. And we don't want to be a spoiler. We wanted to win. We wanted a fair shot. The DNC made that impossible for us. They have banned us, shadow banned us, kept us off stages, manipulated polls, used lawfare against us, sued us in every possible state. They've even planted insiders into our campaign to disrupt it and to create actual legal issues for us. I mean, the extent by which the sabotage they've unleashed upon us, it's mind-blowing. I mean, we're still learning new ways that they have sabotaged us. I really wanted a fair shot at this election. And I believed in the America that I, a little girl, pledged an allegiance to. And that is not where we are today. And it's not because of the Republican Party taking us out. It is exclusively because of the Democratic Party taking us out. And I am so disappointed I ever helped them. I am so disappointed that I helped Chuck Schumer in that Georgia runoff secure a majority. It's probably one of the biggest mistakes of my life.
Okay.
I mean, the same thing happened to Howie Hawkins. I mean, we've interviewed Howie Hawkins, a former Green Party candidate who went specifically dove into the deep details about the Democratic Party using lawfare to go after them in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania to keep them off the ballot. And that's the thing. This is a uniparty. Republicans and Democrats have a sort of a gentleman's agreement, right? It's like a backroom Washington, D.C. cigar agreement that they will never allow a third party. They will sort of. And that's why they're the uniparty.
Well, we talk about a uniparty, but what she's talking about is sabotage specifically from the DNC, which shows us that the Democrats thought that RFK was big enough of a threat, that he was talking enough sense that they had to sabotage rather than give him a fair shot. So they didn't fight fair. So, yes, when we talk about the uniparty, did the Republicans just rely on the Democrats to do this kneecapping? Or was this really the work of the Democrats to the extent which they would then, this campaign would trust Republicans more? And it shows us how the rest of us are just completely powerless to the cartel that is the DNC. And again, recall that RFK was originally running as a Democrat because he thought that he could beat Trump. So what are the issues then that would make him align with Trump? Is it just because he sees how dirty the Democrats are now? Or is it more? Because what are the issues? How do they align? I mean, if we just kind of go down the list, the war in Ukraine, well, RFK has showed that he has a better understanding of the war in Ukraine than, what was that?
No, we hear.
Oh, okay. Trump does.
Right.
So they might align on having a real conversation about that. Vaccine safety. Well, Trump is still very pro-vaccine, but he is at least willing to engage on freedom and choice and vaccine safety. The Democrats will not at all engage about vaccine. It's full vax or else character attacks. The economy, well, RFK Jr. is for smaller government and less war funding. On that, at least we have a convergence of thought. The war on Israel, well, they all support that. We'd have no peace vote at all in this election for the war in Israel. But should we vote for them? I just closed my notes. Let's see where I was. Let me just say
in the history, you know, the history of the United States, we've never had a successful third party candidate. I just want to I'm always reminded of this, right? If you're one of my favorite U.S. presidents, Theodore Roosevelt, and here was a successful, one of the most popular presidents in American history, right? And Theodore Roosevelt, he leaves office, then comes back and runs on a third party ticket, the Bull Moose Party, and he can't win. He can't win.
Right.
As a third party candidate outside of the Republican Party, outside of the Democratic Party, one of the most popular presidents in American history runs as a third party candidate, and he can't win.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens to Dennis Kucinich in Ohio, who we interviewed here on Redacted, running as an independent, because he also has incumbent power, I would say. And if he could win there, maybe, right?
Well,
maybe
it.
There's a growing hope.
We've definitely seen it, of course, in the Senate and in the House of Representatives. Link Chafee, of course, of Rhode Island is a famous independent candidate, a famous, you know, independent member of Congress for many, many years. So there are, you know, we have independents who've won, you know, Jesse Ventura as governor of Minnesota. So you have independents who can win local races. And I think that speaks to the state and local level in these races. But when these two parties come together on a massive level at the presidential level, they are locked in agreement that they're not going to have a third party be successful.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to allow these people.
I mean, we're having a defeatist argument here, but let's look at the numbers, because she says that their campaign is siphoning off votes from Trump, not from the Democrats, not from Kamala Harris. Well, let's look at the numbers right now. According to Real Clear Politics, right now, Kamala Harris has a 46% advantage over Donald Trump at 44%, and RFK Jr. has 4.5%. So if you were to shift that 4.5% to Trump, it would put him ahead. But we're not sure if those 4.5% voters would go to Trump, so we just can't know. But again, if this campaign does blend with a party, we all lose a little bit because it means we're really stuck with a uniparty that parades as a two-party system. And, you know, we both just have these two crappy organizations that are Democrats and Republicans. Now, keep an eye on this 4.5% number, because I want to remind you that the Green Party won 2% of the votes in 2020 with Howie Hawkins, who we just mentioned. So at least RFK Jr. is doing double what Howie Hawkins was able to do for an independent candidate. So you can see that it's growing, but if you keep an eye on those numbers, double was never going to do it. From 2 to 4% is not going to win. It needed to go much more than that. 10 times more voters would just not be enough. So we're stuck with these idiots, Republicans and Democrats. And again, we still do have other independent candidates that we never hear about, such as Dr. Shiva, right? We've had him on the show several times.
Yeah, we've had Dr. Shiva on the show multiple times. Independent media, for whatever reason, will not have him on. I mean, maybe they do. Maybe there's been a few now that have had him on. But that for some reason, they sort of got locked into focusing on RFK Jr. They get focusing on Donald Trump, the Kamala Harris. But then you have Dr. Shiva, who is not a lawyer, not a part of the establishment. Brilliant man, invented email, for crying out loud. He holds the copyright on email for having created it. And he's going up against the deep state. He's exposed the deep state. And of course, you know, again, why are we stuck with these two parties when you have people like Dr. Shiva out there trying to get in? And the mainstream media won't put him on. Do you think Fox News is going to have him on? Do you think MSNBC is going to put him on?
No more than they would platform Bernie Sanders in 2016.
No, we know that from reporters or producers who've whistleblown about MSNBC being told specifically to keep Bernie Sanders off their air.
In order to promote Hillary Clinton, in order to put her in that spot for the Democratic ticket.
Right.
So no matter what you think of RFK Jr. and Shanahan, you got to hand it to them. They really fought a good fight against the two barnacles that we have, which are Democrats and Republicans. So it would seem that we don't really have a choice, but let us know what you think. If RFK Jr. would to merge with the Trump ticket in some form or fashion, would you go with them? Would that change your vote? I really want to know. We want to tell you about our friends over at Ground News, because of course you know that the news is very biased from most mainstream media outlets. In fact, just this week, Caitlin Collins from CNN was on the Colbert Show and he said, oh, well, we know CNN is unbiased. And that got a laugh line. People are so on to the fact that the news is biased. Well, you can compare news coverage with our sponsor over at Ground News. You can subscribe to Ground News for 40% off. You get unlimited access if you go to ground.news/redacted. Now, when you go there, you can see any given topic, such as the pandemic, the war in Israel, the budget crisis, the debt crisis, and they will break down coverage from outlets and give you a rating on whether or not that coverage is biased in any one way. It's really great because you can see exactly how things are spun and you can see the other side. So if you say normally favor conservative media outlets and you want to say, well, what is the side that I'm not being shown? Well, Ground News can show you exactly that, and they'll show you where these articles come down in terms of the spin. So it's a great resource. We use it here on this show all the time, because if for any reason I feel like I've gone down a rabbit hole, or if I'm in a bubble, I want to make sure that I see all sides of things and read things that maybe make me a little bit more uncomfortable, because that's how we learn and grow. So again, you can get 40% off, unlimited access, if you just go to ground.news/redacted. One more time, use our code at ground.news/redacted.